我们现在为着下午的聚会来祷告。
Now we're going to pray for this afternoon service.
啊，求主耶稣啊，让我们都要精神啊啊，最好是不要打瞌睡啊，来学习道理。
May God give us all energy to learn His word and not fall asleep.
啊，假如打瞌睡的话，啊、可以眯上啊，大概十分钟也无所谓啊。
If you
不要太久。
If you feel like you're about to fall asleep, you can close your eyes for 10 minutes, but no longer than that.
啊，你因为啊这样子一睡哈、啊，精神反而更好。
Because sometimes when you sleep for a little bit, then you have more energy.
你要硬撑的话，从头到尾你都听不到什么。
If you try to just bear through the whole sermon, you're not going to get anything.
啊，所以你想睡觉就眯了十分钟，哎，精神就好了啊。
So if you need to fall asleep, just 10 minutes only.
但是啊，主耶稣一定会帮助我们的。
But God will definitely help us.
那是我们愿意来学习他的道理。
As long as we're willing to learn His word.
我们现在祷告就是帮助。
Kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
下午我们用比较轻松的方式来学习道理。
This afternoon we're going to use a more loose way to learn the word.
啊，稍微轻松啊，就是要问大家一些问题。
When I say loose, that means I'm going to ask everyone questions.
啊，说大家想一想。
For you to think about.
但是这个题目很简单的。
This topic is very easy.
应该大家都会答。
Everyone should be able to answer this question.
那第一个哈。
First one.
是人，第一个是。我们看是哪个比较重要啊？第一个是人，那第二个是 五科他的专界哈，第三个是你可能在读书啊，考试成绩总是第一名哈，啊，这三个哪一个比较重要
？Okay, so of three things, which is the most important? The first is man. The second is to do well or to be the first place in every exam that you take.
啊，第二个是五科他的专界的，好像你那个专界 ，diamond。
Oh, a five-carat diamond. Third is a five-carat diamond.
嗯，他有钻石是吧？他听不清楚，假装的啊。所以第一个是人的生命啊，第二个是五克拉啊，听清楚啊，五克拉啊，五克拉的钻石。第三个是你以后在读书啊，老师考这个第一名啊。
So three things, which is the most important. The first is a man's life. The second is a five-carat diamond.And the third is to be first place on every exam that you take.
啊，哪个重要
？What's most important?
当然，大家一定说第一个重要，人的生命重要了。
Of course, everyone will say that the first one's the most important.
所以人啊最重要。
Man is most important.
不是事情，也不是物体。
A physical thing nor a event is not the most important.
啊，那第二个题目啊。
Second question.
当你面对虚拟的世界哈 ，virtual world， 虚拟，好像电脑现在是虚拟嘛哈，虚拟的世界。还是真实的世界，这两个哪一个重要？你要选择哪一个
？So if you were to face a virtual world or the real world, which one is the most important？
啊，所谓的虚拟世界啊，因为现在都在电脑化哈，所以现在交女朋友也不用去交真实的一个女生啊，就是电脑也可以跟她交女朋友啊，啊，她会说我爱你。
So when I talk about the virtual world, a lot of things that technology makes things easier. You can even have a virtual girlfriend, and they'll say,
啊、你说
I love you.
你好吗？我很好。
And if you say, how are you doing? They can say, I'm doing well in a very robotic voice.
这个虚拟的世界、啊。
This is a virtual world.
啊，你也可能得到一些安慰，说啊，他很爱我了。
And maybe you might feel like they love you.
啊，这个女生啊，在荧幕上也很漂亮。
And the image of this woman on the computer is very beautiful.
啊，这是虚拟世界。那另外一种是真实的世界，真人哈啊，好像我们的先生啊，他跟我们说啊，我很爱你，这是面对面的哈。
Or if in the real world we have a husband who tells us they love us face to face.
那这两个你要选择哪一个
？If you had to choose between the two of these, which one would you choose?
啊，当然大家一定是选这个真实的人。
Of course, everyone would choose the real person.
啊，但是现在电脑还有很多人啊，这个虚拟的啊，比如说养小鸡啊，不需要去菜市场买只小鸡，在电脑上啊就可以养小鸡啊。
You know, in the with the virtual world, you can do almost anything. You can even raise your own little chicken. You don't have to go to a farm to grab a chicken.
哎呦，结婚了也不需要去找一个真实的人来结婚了，这个电脑上也可以去找对象，
you can even
一个虚拟的人啊，跟他来结婚。
You can even find a virtual woman to marry.
啊，那第三个啊。
Third question.
你要你愿意做一个仆人，还是愿意做一个统治人的人
？Would you rather be a servant or someone who invests in people？
啊，当然大家一定啊说啊，我愿意做一个统治者。
Oh, sorry, an investor.
管别人的。
Or someone who is a manager. Of course, everyone wants to be a manager.
不愿意让别人管。
Nobody wants to be a servant or be managed.
啊，所以我们要谈这个世代核心这个主题的时候哈。要服侍人，我们这个几个方面来想一想。
When we talk about serving others, there are a couple ways we need to think about it.
所以现在时代的问题的是什么
？What is the problem with society today？
啊，不是科技不进步啊，科技现在是非常的进步啊。
It is not that technology is not advanced. Technology is very advanced.
我们现在问题就是说，没有人愿意当仆人呢。
The problem is that no one is willing to become a servant.
大家都愿意当领袖。
Everyone wants to be a leader.
啊，那我们在座的可能参加过，你的公司也曾经派你去。去研习这个啊领袖的训练啊。
I'm sure that many of us have attended leadership conferences from our work before.
啊，比如说你要被提拔，你要去 promote 啊，这个好像是 supervisor 啊，你要当一个经理呀、啊，当主管。
Let's say that they're going to promote you to become a supervisor or a manager.
那公司一定会派你去训练。
Then your work will definitely send you to be trained.
那你一定很高兴啊。
And you must be really happy if that's the case.
啊，你看我要当统治者，我要管别人呢。
I'm now going to be a manager.
你要不要告诉你妈妈说，妈妈，我现在被提拔了，我要管别人，不是被你管呢、啊、
？And you might even call your mom and say, "Mom, I got promoted. Now I get to manage others and not be managed."
那妈妈也一定很高兴的哈。
And your mom will also be very happy.
啊，那全世界有没有一种课程啊，教人家怎么做仆人的
But is there a class in the world that teaches people how to become servants?
假如有一间这个机关啊，他们在训练人哈、啊，怎么来清扫厕所
？If there was an organization that taught people how to clean the bathrooms,
怎么来帮人家折衣服啊，烫衣服啊
？How to iron clothing and fold clothing?
有没有去参加
？Would anybody be willing to go to the
school? 那个不是我的工作哈，我是管人的，那个是人家要帮我烫衣服的，不是我要去帮别人烫衣服啊。
We would most likely say no, that's not our job. It's other people's job to fold and iron our clothes.
啊，所以我们看看今天的核心价值啊，就是。愿啊，大家都愿意当领袖。
And so our core value in society today is to become a leader.
可是我们作为一个基督徒，主耶稣留给我们的核心价值是什么
？But what is the core value that the Lord Jesus Christ teaches us as Christians?
马云哈，我们知道马云嘛，阿里巴巴的那 CEO 啊，他说过一句话。
Jack Ma once said something.
他说哈、啊，现在是一个利他主义啊，就是要帮助别人啊，不是要帮助，不是很自私的利己啊。
He said that nowadays people try to become altruistic.
啊，就是要相信别人呢比你重要。
To believe that others are more important than us.
相信别人比你聪明。
To believe that others are smarter than us.
相信别人比你能干。
To believe that others have more ability than us.
相信只有别人成功啊，你才能够成功。
To believe that if others succeed, that is the only way that we can succeed.
这个就是跟主耶稣所讲的服侍人这个观念是差不多的。
And this is a little bit more similar to the concept of the Lord Jesus of serving others.
我们看就是大卫当王啊，大卫他是一位君王啊。
We know that David was a mighty king.
所以我们看圣经怎么来描写他。
But how does the Bible describe?
描写这位世代的君王。
How does the Bible describe this great king?
啊，请看《使徒行传》。
Let's look at the book of Acts.
使徒行传十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章三十六节。
Acts chapter 13 verse 36.
使徒行传十三章的三十六节。
Acts 13:36.
大卫在世的时候，遵行了神的旨意啊，他遵行了神的旨意啊。
He served the will of God.
啊，那什么是神的旨意呢
？What was the will of God？
再继续看哈。
We continue reading.
他遵行了神的旨意，就睡的哈啊，这个中文的小字哈啊，就是有一些版本呢，说或作大卫按照神的旨意，就服侍的他那一世代的人。
In other translations, it says he served the will of God by serving others.
哦，所以我们看这位君王，他一辈子当王啊。
So this king was a king for his whole life.
他自从被高以来哈，这个没有换过，他一直当王当到死。
He was a king from the time he was anointed until he died.
所以他到底在做些什么事情呢
？And what was he doing this entire time?
当然，以人的逻辑来看嘛，他一定是受服侍的啊，大家要帮他倒茶、倒咖啡啊，做面包，做全世界。法国面包最好的面包给他吃。
By human logic, others should have been serving him by, pouring him tea, making him the best bread.
好像昨天晚上啊，我看这个 Raymond 传道，他这样说一拍，哎，就有人替他帮我翻译啊。哎，这个太很厉害，一拍的话，这个就有人上来了。
Just like last night when Pastor Raymond clapped his hands, then someone came to interpret.
啊，所以他当时也是一样。一拍的话，有人端茶，有人端咖啡来给他喝。
So like that, King David probably could have just clapped his hands, and someone would have brought tea or bread.
啊，这是我们想象的啊，这是我们想的。
This is something that we think.
但是圣经怎么说呢
？But what does the Bible say?
真的不是啊。
The Bible doesn't say so.
他当王不是受人家服侍啊。
He was not served as a king.
圣经很明明的说，他按着神的旨意服侍了他那一个世代的人。
The Bible clearly says that by the will of God, he served the people of the time.
所以神所要我们的核心价值是什么？核心价值就在服侍人，不是受服侍的。
So this unchanging core value that the Lord wants us to have is to serve others and not to be served.
好，所以我们年轻人啊，学校毕业以后，你现在在上班呢、啊、
？So all of you young people who have started to work after graduating,
你上班有一天也是要当主管呢、啊、
？One day you may be a manager at your work.
不管我们有没有当主管。
No matter of whether or not become a manager,
我们一定有这个观念。
We need to have this concept.
我现在做事，我现在服侍人的。
When I do this work, it is to serve man.
按着神的旨意来服侍我的客人。
By the will of God, I serve my customers.
按着神的旨意来服侍我的经理。
By the will of God, I serve my supervisor.
服侍我的公司。
Serve my company.
所以这是个我们的核心价值，一定要抓住。我们在服侍人的，不是做服侍的。
This is a core value we need to hold on to, that we serve man, and I mean, we serve man and not serve ourselves.
我们再请看马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew.
马太福音二十章。
Matthew chapter 20.
马太福音二十章的二十六节。
Matthew 20 verse 26。
二十六节。
26。
只是在你们中间呢，不可这样啊，不可这样，就是在二十五节所说的这个外邦人啊，有君王为主治理他们，有大权超权管束他们啊啊，但是我们不要，不一定要跟他们一样啊。
25 it says the Gentiles lord it over them, but we do not aim to be like these Gentiles.
那怎么办呢？二十六节。
So, what should we do instead in verse 26?
说你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。二十七节。
27。
谁愿意为首，就必做你们的仆人。二十八节。
28。
正如人子来，不是做人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的属将。这是耶稣基督他来到世上所带来给我们一个正确的价值观。
This is a correct value system that the Lord Jesus brought to us.
所以我们现在哈，这个世代都是电脑化。
Everything in this world today, or society today, is all technological.
啊，有一次我打电话有需要，打电话给一位这个年轻人呢。
Once I had a need, so I called.
这是一个姐妹哈。
It was a sister.
啊，是圣工上需要的。
I needed something in regards to holy work.
所以要问她一些事情。
So I had to ask her some questions.
那她没接电话。
She didn't answer the phone.
后来我问她的阿姨呀。
And so then I asked her aunt.
她说：“哎，我什么时候打电话给你的什么人啊？她怎么都没有接电话。”
And the I told the aunt, you know, I called your niece, and then she never picked up the phone.
她说：“现在年轻人啊，不接电话的了。我不知道你们是不是不接电话啊？”
And then she said, "Young people today don't answer the phone."
现在年轻人说这 email 啦、text 啊，这个电话都不接的，你一定要。email 给他们啊 ，text 给他们，他们才会看呢、啊。
They only use email and text, so you have to email or text them for them to read.
主要现在就是没有这个个人声音的接触，没有声音的这种接触。
They don't have this face-to-face or voice-to-voice interaction.
主要现在也不需要面对面接触，就是用 text 啊，用这个 email 就可以解决。
There's no need for it when there's email and text.
但是主要是原意啊，是说我们要服侍人，就是人的本身呢、啊。
But the Lord Jesus wants us to serve man; that is man's all.
啊、有一次我本来也是要、因为有个信徒要想要去访问有个弟兄、啊、要去访问他们但是他经常是不方便的
So one time a believer and I wanted to go visit a brother
那我本来也是想说就用这个 text 给他 email 给他说你好吗这样子
And so I thought maybe I would text or email them to see how they were doing
那只要是我只有 text 说你好吗、啊、他也一定会说我很好、啊、就结束了
But if I texted this brother and said, "Are you doing? How are you?" He would definitely say, "I'm doing well," and that would be the end of it.
So I 决定要打电话给他
So I made a decision to call him.
要打电话当中呢
In the midst of the call,
我听到孩子在哭啊
I heard the child crying in the background.
我说：“这孩子怎么在哭啊
？”And then I asked, "Why is your kid crying?"
他说：“对呀，孩子生病了。
”And he said, "Oh, my kid is sick."
好，然后这生病就赶快为他祷告
And because I knew the kid was sick, then I started.
那只要是用 text 的话，那就。就是说了很多话，还是不知道他的孩子生病了。
Now, if I use text, then we could have missed a lot of words, but I might not have found out that the child was sick.
所以现在这是这个我们世代的问题啊，就是不与人，就是不大喜欢跟人啊，对人就是不感兴趣。
And this is a problem with society today. We don't really take an interest in those around us.
我看有些情侣哈，很老的情侣呀，去餐馆吃饭呢。
Sometimes I see couples go to restaurants and eat.
没有在说话。
They don't talk.
也是自己玩自己的手机呀、啊。
Everyone's on their own cell phones.
哎，很好不容易，大家有时间约出来参观吃饭，为什么不说话呢
？It's such a good opportunity that you get to go out and eat together. How come you don't talk?
这个就是我们的现在核心价值，这有问题的核心价值。
This is one of the societal values that is problematic.
我只要有手机，我就可以过生活。我不需要你，不需要跟你说话。
As long as I have a cell phone, I can live. I don't need to talk to you.
我们以后的这个人际关系会越来越。越糟糕啊，就是没有互动。
Now interpersonal relationships will go down, will decline because there is no interpersonal communication.
对人呢没有兴趣。
And we don't have an interest in those around us.
所以主要是说他来是要服侍人的，特别是指的人哦。
Now the Lord Jesus said that he came to serve humans.
不是指着电脑，不是指着 iPhone 啊。
Not iPhone or computers.
哦，所以是要服侍人的本身。
So this is something we need to do, which is to serve man themselves.
我们看主耶稣啊，他道成肉身啊，成为人的样子来到世间。
The Lord Jesus came to the earth as in flesh.
他是要服侍人。
To serve man.
那主耶稣就很卑微的哦，出生在马槽里的。
And he was born in a lonely manger.
又在木匠的家庭里长大。
And he grew up in a carpenter's household.
啊，十几岁就失去了父亲呢。
At 10-some years old, he lost his father.
啊，除了传福音的时候。
And besides when he was preaching.
也很不顺利啊。
It didn't actually go very smoothly.
啊，受这些文士啊、法利赛人的排挤啊。
He was shunned by the scribes and the Pharisees.
那大家都很讨厌他。
Everyone hated him.
他，有人要做他的门徒啊。
There were those who wanted to be his disciples.
那主耶稣怎么说呢？
And what did the Lord Jesus say?
我们看马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew.
马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
第八章十九节。
Verse 19.
马太福音第八章十九节。
Matthew 8 verse 19.
这里说有一个文士呢，来对主就说啊，老师啊，你无论往哪里去，我要来跟从你。哇，这个文士不简单的，很多文士都是。啊，要排挤对耶稣的态度不友善呢。
It wasn't easy for the scribe because many of the scribes shunned the Lord Jesus.
啊，这个很特别啊。
And the scribe was special.
所以就来对主就说要做他的门徒。
And so he told the Lord Jesus that he wanted to follow him.
啊，二十节。
Verse 20.
啊，主耶稣怎么说呢
？What did the Lord Jesus say?
说狐狸有洞啊，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
Foxes have holes and birds in the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
人子就是人嘛，人呐、啊，人呐、啊。
The Son of Man is man.
狐狸啊，鸟啊，是动物啊。
Foxes and birds are animals.
你看，人怎么跟动物在比呢
？But how is this human comparing himself to an animal？
是不是啊？不可能，这个是很极端的。
And this is contradictory.
人要跟人比啊，你家里的才电视机16寸啊，还是12寸？我家的电视机是51寸啊。
Man will usually compare himself to other men. You have a 12-inch TV, I have a 55-inch TV.
你不要跟说妈妈，你看你都没有电视机啊，我有个电视机啊。
You wouldn't say, "Oh, cat, you don't have a TV. Look at me, I have a TV."
妈妈，你没有车子可以开，哎，我有车子可以开。你不会这样对妈妈做比较的。
Oh, cat, look at you. You don't have a car to drive, but I have a car to drive. You wouldn't do that.
他的主耶稣呢？他跟动物做比较啊。
But the Lord Jesus made comparisons of him to the animals.
人家连狐狸动物哦。我有个家。
Even these animals have a home.
啊，我自己没有家。
But I have no home.
这主要是意思说，他连这个动物都不如啊。
Which is to say that he wasn't even comparable to the animals.
啊，这种生活谁愿意过啊
？Who would live this kind of lifestyle?
他是不是把自己降到最低点，没得比呀？你看，全世界最卑微的人。
Did he not lower himself to the lowest point?
比他更卑微啊。
There's no human that has ever been lower than him.
卑微到要去跟动物来比较。
Low to the point that he had to compare himself to an animal.
甚至于连动物他都不如动物那么舒服啊。
And he was even comparable to an animal.
那动物都还有家。
Even these animals had homes.
他居无定所。
But he had nowhere to live, to lay his head.
那主要是服侍人，就是把自己呀拉到最低点了。
When the Lord Jesus served man, he put himself at the very lowest.
所以要服侍人的话，你不卑微，不卑微自己拉到最低点哈，很难去服侍别人。
And because of this, it's very difficult to serve man if we do not put ourselves lower.
因为不能够理解别人的难处啊。
Because we will not be able to understand their difficulties.
没有牙齿痛过的人，不能够理解说牙齿痛是怎么滋味的。
Those who have never had a toothache can never empathize with those who have a toothache currently.
所以要怎么去安慰别人
？So how do we comfort others？
自己要先经历人生的阅历啊。
We need to first experience ourselves。
这样你就不用说什么，就能够安慰别人了。
Then you don't have to say anything, and you'll be able to comfort others。
啊，有一次有个姐妹哈、啊，跟我太太抱怨了。
Once there was a sister who complained to my wife。
她说：“哎呀，我这个经常有时候会头痛啊。”
And she said, "My head, I often have headaches."
啊，有些时候、啊、这个突然之间呢、啊，我的脑袋一片空白啊。
And suddenly, I'll feel like my mind is completely blank.
我忽然之间也不知道我在哪里。
And I won't know where I am.
我也不知道今天是星期几啊。
And I won't even know what day it is.
我也不知道我在做什么。
And I have no idea what I'm doing.
真的是脑筋一片空白啊。
My mind is just complete blank.
所以他也很伤心。
And so she was very sad.
啊，那说完以后。
After she said this.
我太太告诉他。
My wife told her.
我跟你一样，有些时候我也会这样子的。
She said, "Sometimes I'm exactly the same."
哇，这位姐妹听了很觉得安慰。
And when the sister heard that, she felt very comforted.
哇，原来你也这样的，不是只有我。
It's not just me. There are others who are like this also.
说有一个同伴跟他一样有这种 经历的话，有这种遭遇啊，有这种困难，有这种痛苦啊，她心里面就可以得到安慰，因为有伴呢。
And so she had a companion who gone through very similar things, and she didn't feel alone. She felt comforted.
啊，当然我太太不知道真的是不是有些时候会脑筋一片空白，我是不知道的。
Whether or not my wife actually is completely blank in her mind is something I'm not sure of.
但是至少她这样子跟她说啊。
But she told the sister.
让她觉得很安慰。
So the sister felt comforted.
所以主耶稣就是把自己拉到最低一点，也能够去体验那些穷人、那些最卑微的人，到底是过着怎么样的生活，他们的痛苦在哪里。
Now the Lord Jesus put himself to the lowest point so that he can empathize with those who are poor.
所以我们现在来讲一些观念的问题啊。
So now let's talk about some concepts.
啊，在美国很流行一句话。
In America, there is a phrase that is very popular.
啊，天下没有白吃的午饭。
There's no free lunch.
有没有听过啊？
Have you heard this before?
啊，没听过，请举手。
You've never heard this, please raise your hand.
啊，这句话啊，大家都听过。
Everyone.
天下没有白吃午饭。
There's no free lunch.
没有不劳而获的道理呀、啊，一样的道理，说、oh. 了不一样的形容而已啊。
There's no free lunch.
所以 no pain no gain 的意思啊。
Oh, okay. No pain no gain.
所以你要得到，你一定要付出的、啊。
If you want to gain something, you have to put in the effort.
所以你要别人来服侍你，当然每一个人都想受别人的服侍啊。
And if you want others to serve you, then you've also because everyone wants to enjoy the servitude.
所以要想享受啊别人的服侍，我们一定要啊先服侍别人。
But if we want to enjoy that, then we must first serve others.
我们要别人对我们好，尊重我们，我们一定要先对别人好，尊重别人。
If we want to gain the respect and we want others to treat us well, then we first need to treat others well and to respect them.
我们要服侍人呢，我们需要先放下自己的身段。
If we want to serve man, then we need to put down ourselves.
对人有热忱。
We need to have a.
我们才会有怜悯的心肠，才会为别人付出啊。
A heart of compassion and servitude towards others.
我们看这个路加福音第十章啊，主耶稣讲了一个好的撒玛利亚人的比喻啊。
And Luke chapter 10 it talks about the good Samaritan.
啊，有一个被打个半死的人。
There was a man who was beat half dead.
啊，他躺在路旁呻吟啊。叫痛苦啊
！And he was lying on the side of the road in pain.
哇，很痛啊，很痛啊，在那边一直叫啊。
In great pain.
啊，当时人是很稀少的。
And there were very few people around him.
啊，不像现在人口密集啊。
Not like now, where everyone was all around.
啊，就是在林肯总统那个年代哈、啊。
Like、
林肯总统。
In the time of Abraham Lincoln.
那时候一个平方里啊，平方英里啊，可能还住不到一户人家，还住不到一户，就还找不到一个人。一个平方 square one.
Oh, in one square foot, you might not even find one person.
所以你看那时候人是很稀少啊。
So there were the population was not that high.
何况是主耶稣的时代。
The same in the Lord Jesus' time.
所以这个人啊受伤以后，他总是啊希望有人来啊出现来帮助他。
And when someone is hurt, they always want someone to come and help them.
那可是呢，就好不容易啊，哎，远远的看到一个人来了。
And suddenly someone actually came.
哦，一看到哇，是祭司啊。
And this man saw that it was a priest.
他很高兴呐、啊，他啊，这个人一定会帮助我的。
He must have been really happy, thinking that this priest would help him.
但是当这个人接近他以后
，But when this priest got close to him,
他很失望，因为他没有帮助他。
He had no more hope because the priest did not help.
这个祭司啊，只是顾着划出去的手机。
He just passed on the other side.
这手机啊，这个啊，看一看，啊，他也没兴趣。他只是看他的手机。
He just looked at his cell phone and didn't take notice to the Samaritan man. Or sorry, he didn't take notice to this man who was beaten up and just walked away.
结果这个受伤的人很失望，当然在等啊，继续等待。
And so this man who's beaten up was now hopeless. He just continued waiting.
哇，别人看到又有一个人来了。
And the next another person came.
哇，一看又哎，哇，这个是利未人呐。
And he saw it was a Levite.
啊，利未人一定会帮忙哈，一定会帮忙。
Now this Levite has to help me.
结果他还是一样啊。
He was the same though.
啊，只是在听电话。嗯、
he was listening on the cell phone.
现在不是在滑手机呀、
啊。And he wasn't playing with the cell phone.
朋友在讲电话，看一看啊，也没什么兴趣。
But he was talking on his cell phone.
朋友重要。
He saw this man and he didn't have any interest.
所以也是一样啊，就过去了。
And in the same way, he walked to the other side.
不理会人呢、啊。
He didn't care.
对人没有热忱。
He had no compassion.
后来来了一个外邦人呐、啊，撒玛利亚人。
Next came a Samaritan.
这个撒玛利亚人呢、啊，本来是跟犹太人根本就是不来往的。
Now the Samaritans and the Israelites did not get along.
那这个好了，撒玛利亚人看到这个受伤的人以后
，And the Samaritan saw this man who was beaten up.
呀，他就是动了怜悯的心肠。
And he was full of compassion.
哇，他就蹲下来呀、
啊。He knelt. He stooped down.
那蹲下来，站在他的啊，蹲下来在他的旁边呢、啊。
He stooped down next to him.
啊、哦，那我们想一想，一定是安慰他嘛。
And we can imagine that he must have been comforting him.
难道就从他的包包里面就拿出酒来油来帮助他裹伤
And he also brought out some oil and some wine to help soothe the wounds.
啊，假如有泡面的话，一定还把那个泡面赶快给他吃啊。
If he had instant noodles, you must have given him instant noodle seed too.
有什么好处的？那一定是烤肉啊，什么一定是 hamburger 啊。本来是去 order 的，然后现在啊，没关系，给你吃，他就不吃。
Maybe he had ordered a hamburger and now he gave it to the man who was beaten up to eat.
好，又把他扶上他所骑的这个驴子。
And he carried this man up to the donkey that he had been riding.
哦，就是我们今天的话来说，就把他扶上汽车了。
It's in today's words that he brought.
把他送到旅馆里去休息。
Brought him to his car to bring him to the hotel.
还是把他送到这个医院呢
？Or to bring him to the hospital.
哦，医院要收费啊。
But the hospital has a fee.
旅馆要收费啊。
Hotel has a fee.
他说没问题，你不用查这个 insurance 啊。
And but this man said you don't have to look at the guy's insurance.
这个人啊，刚从台湾移民来的。
This person just came from Taiwan.
他没有身份。
He has no immigration status.
也没有什么号码了，也没有什么保险了。
He has no insurance.
所有的费用我来出。
Social security number. I'm going to pay for it.
你看这个人啊，这个人啊，他牺牲他时间呢。
So this man gave up his time.
他本来是要去开会，他本来是要讲生意的呢。
He probably needed to go on a business trip or have a meeting.
他可能是有几千万的这个生意要签呢。
Maybe he had a million-dollar contract he had to sign.
结果现在你看。时间啊，被拖了。
But now all of his time has been taken away to take care of this man.
他要跟别人的开会会议啊，就拖延了，可能就已经取消了。
Perhaps a meeting he was supposed to go to was canceled.
几千万的生意泡汤了。
Perhaps $1 million contract was now gone.
他还要出钱，你看去为这个受伤的人呢、啊、来付。
And instead he had to give money to take care of this man.
你看他牺牲多大。
Can you imagine how much he sacrificed?
为什么他肯付出、肯牺牲
？Why was he willing to sacrifice?
很简单呐、啊，就是有个怜悯的心肠。
It's an easy answer because he had compassion.
所以一个人只要没有怜悯的心肠
，If we do not have compassion,
你要说、啊、拜托你来呀、啊，你来没用啊！你说啊，我钱给你呀、啊，他也不想来，因为他对人就根本没兴趣。
It doesn't matter how much someone begs you to come help him, even if they give you money, then we won't help.
对人没有热忱啊
，because there's no compassion.
所以你有钱的话，就买不到这种友谊呀、啊。买不有钱是买不到爱心的。
Because with money you cannot buy love.
所以这个好吧 ，Samaritan 很难得可贵的就是他有一颗怜悯的心肠。
And so what was really rare about the Samaritan man was that he had compassion.
虽然跟这个受伤的人一点亲戚关系都没有。
Even though he had no relation to this man who got hurt.
但是他愿意为他付出。
But he's willing to sacrifice.
就是那种怜悯的心肠。
Because he had a heart of compassion.
所以我们要服侍人哈。
So we need to serve men.
一定要个怜悯的心肠。
But to do so, we need to have a compassionate
heart. 那怜悯的心肠从哪里来呢
？And where does this heart of compassion come from?
从神那边来的。
Comes from God.
所以我们要多多祷告。
We need to pray more.
让圣灵充满我们的心。
So that the Holy Spirit could fill our hearts.
因为圣灵啊，本身是有包含着神的爱。
Because the Holy Spirit contains the love of God.
哦，自然圣灵会帮助我们做一个生命的更新。
And the Holy Spirit will naturally renew our hearts.
我们很自然就会怜悯别人，帮助别人。
And we will have more forgiveness and compassion on others.
有了怜悯的心肠以后，我们自然就会付出啊，不会计较自己的利害关系啊。
And we will, with a heart of compassion, we won't care about what we lose.
所以圣经说，你们要舍己哈。主就说：“你们要舍己，才能够做我的门徒啊。”
The Bible, Lord Jesus said that you must sacrifice to be my disciple.
那什么叫做舍己
？Or to give up, to lay down your life.
舍己按照其他文的意思，不，这个按照普文的意思。
And what does this mean in the in other interpretations? It means
这个是说忘记自己的好处啊。
To forget your own benefits.
那说我们什么叫做舍己
？So what does it mean to give up?
舍己究竟忘记自己的好处？
It means to give up our own benefit.
我们看那个好的撒玛利亚人呢、啊、
If we look at the good Samaritan,
我们看他这个打扮他的装备，他是有钱人呢、啊。
If we look at what he was wearing, he was a wealthy person.
当时的人呢、啊，这个没有这个驴呀、啊，做交通工具都是走路的。
Not many people had donkeys; they had to walk around.
我们看他穿的衣服也不错，他的交通工具也是很先进的。
He must have been wearing very good clothes and also had the latest technologies too.
啊，但是呢，他愿意。
But he was willing to sacrifice.
他忘记自己的好处啊。
He forgot his own benefits.
他忘记自己说，哎，我还有行程呢。
He forgot that he had his own plans.
我前面还有会议，赶快要赶着开会啊。
He forgot that he had his own
meetings. 他完全都忘记自己的好处。
He forgot completely forgot his own benefits.
假如我们假如还想起自己的好处啊。
If we only think about ourselves.
想起自己的利益。
think about our own benefit.
哎呀，我不能牺牲啊！我现在身体不好啊，我体力不好啊。
Then we'll say that we can't sacrifice this right now because I have
我没钱啊。
I have no money. I'm weak.
那这样我们就什么事都做不出来呀。
And then we won't be able to do anything.
所以我们现在谈服侍人的心态。
So now let's talk about the attitude of servitude.
当然，我们做圣工也有很多不同的心态。
There's a lot of different attitudes we can have when we serve.
那我相信很多人做圣工是因为排表啊，哎，啊，这个礼拜跑到我翻译。
And I believe that most of us serve because of the scheduling. Oh, this week I'm scheduled to interpret.
啊，所以就按照那个表哈来翻译的。
So according to that schedule, I come to church and I interpret.
啊，当然这个是很好，你能够准时来，感谢主啊。
And of course, this is good that you can come on time.
但是我们服侍人，服侍人的心态是什么
？But what is the attitude we have when we serve man?
我们不是说为了服侍而服侍的，不是为了排表的问题。
We don't serve just because we're scheduled.
不是说为了我们尽义务的。我们要 do our duty.
We don't do it just to fulfill our duty.
不是，我们是要感恩，除了感恩的心来服侍人。
We need to do it out of a thankful heart.
因为主耶稣对我们很好啊。
Because the Lord Jesus has treated us so well.
啊，有一次我还没当传道，在费城教会服侍的时候。
Before I became a pastor and was serving in Philadelphia Church.
那因为每间教会啊，要领不到以前呢，啊，都是有个大扫除。
Every church before their spiritual convocation, there's always a huge cleaning.
所以。费城教会也是一样，有个大扫除。
And Philadelphia Church was the same. We had a huge cleaning.
那大扫除的时候哈，我的耳朵自己听见啊，这是我自己听见的。有个妈妈哈，对她大概五岁的女儿说。
And I heard with my own ears during this cleaning process, a mom say to her 5-year-old daughter.
我们要认真做事，我们要认真为教会做些事情啊。
She said, "We have to be very diligent in doing something for the church."
因为啊，因为啊，他告诉孩他的女儿说，因为啊，主是对我们很好，因为教会对我们很好。
And she said, "Because Jesus has been very good to us, and the church has been very good to us."
哇，我听了很受感动啊。
And when I heard this, I was very moved.
他不是说因为今天是清洁啊，今天是大扫除啊。
And she didn't say we have to do this because today is cleaning day.
因为我被安排来清洁这个区域啊。
Because we were scheduled to.Clean up this area.
那你是我的女儿。
And you're my daughter.
啊，所以你也要清啊。
So you also have to help me clean.
不是。
No, she didn't say that.
她告诉她，这个是正确的价值观呐。
And she gave her the right concept.
我们服侍是存着感恩。
That we serve out of gratitude.
因为主是对我们很好啊。
So Lord Jesus has been so good to us.
因为教会对我们很好啊。
Because the church has been so good to us.
你看教会对我们好不好啊
？Do you think the church has been good to us?
我们这年轻人。
Look at us young people.
你来这么三天呢、啊？
You come here to.
你都不用煮饭呐、啊。
You don't have to cook.
谁煮给我们吃？
Who cooked for us?
有人自然就要煮饭给我们吃啊。
There are people who willingly cooked for us.
年轻人，我们想想。
Us young people, we need to think about this.
一样，你们长大以后。
When we grow older.
也是一样，要付出，要感恩呐、啊。
We need to serve. We need to be thankful.
以前啊，有人服侍我。
In the past, people have served me.
主是对我很好。
And the Lord Jesus has been good to me.
我现在要帮助别人。
Now I need to help others.
服侍我的教会。
To serve my church.
我们要这样观念。
We need to have this concept.
那么第二呢
？Number two.
我们谦卑的来服侍。
We need to serve humbly.
我们请看《使徒行传》。
So we got Acts.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章十九节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 19.
十九节。
19.
服侍主啊，凡事谦卑啊，眼中留恋，又因犹太人的谋略，经历试炼。啊，这边保罗他自己说的。
These are the words of Paul himself.
他说：“服侍主啊，是凡事做谦卑的。”
To serve the Lord with all humility.
我们刚讲过，谦卑的意思就是把自己要 humble， 就是把自己拉到的 low 里，就把自己拉到最低点呢。
We already talked about what does it mean to be humble, to bring yourself to the lowest point, to be lowly.
假如是高高在上的话
，If we're
就不能够服侍别人，你自己很高的话
，If we put ourselves very high, then we can't serve others.
我们看主耶稣有一次他要往耶路撒冷。
Once the Lord Jesus walked towards Jerusalem.
他骑什么进耶路撒冷城呢
？And what did he ride into Jerusalem?
他是骑着驴驹进耶路撒冷城。
He rode a donkey.
驴驹啊，是很矮的一种动物啊。
Oh, it's a very short animal.
那他为什么不骑马呢
？Why didn't he ride a horse?
主耶稣是王啊。
He's a king.
他是万王之王啊。
He's the king of kings.
他可以骑马，对不对
？He could have ridden a horse.
这个马啊，主耶稣的时代已经有了。
And there were already horses during the time of Lord Jesus.
在所罗门那个年代，马就很平常的了。
In the time of Solomon, there were already a lot of horses.
但是主耶稣没有骑马。
But the Lord Jesus did not ride a horse.
我们看主耶稣降临在马槽里，就表示说已经有马的存在的。
And in the time of Lord Jesus, there were horses.
所以主耶稣啊不骑马。
Lord Jesus did not ride a horse.
马跟驴子有什么不一样？
And what is the difference between a colt and a horse? A horse is very tall.
哇，你看，比这个还高啊，比这个可能我们去 LA 哈啊，看过那警察骑马，对不对
？If we've been to LA and we've seen the policemen ride horses，
哇，很雄壮威武啊！就那个警察哈啊，配着这个武器哈啊，骑在上面，哇，三个人一组，很威风。
They usually look very regal with their weapons on a very tall horse。
我去巴西圣保罗也有啊，也有那个警察骑马的。
In São Paulo in Brazil, they also ride horses。
哇，那个靠靠靠靠靠靠，来了那些生意人都很害怕。因为哈，这个圣保罗他不允许哈，在路边啊摆地摊呢。
And in Brazil, when you hear the clucking of the horses' feet, then the people who sell on the streets become really scared because they're not allowed to do so.
可是那些新移民的哈，这个没地方去赚钱啊，怎么样啊？就是在马路旁边摆地摊呢。
But these new immigrants often go ahead and just sell things on the streets because they have no other work to do.
他们一听到那个 clock 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 的来的。
But as soon as they hear the sound of the horses' hooves,
赶快收了就走了。
Then they'll clean up everything and leave.
你看多威风啊！
We can imagine how regal that is.
主耶稣呢，不是骑马。
But the Lord Jesus didn't ride a horse.
除了驴驹。
He rode a colt, a donkey.
驴驹低，很温和，驴子很温和。
Which is a very low and gentle animal.
这个是主耶稣啊。
This was the Lord Jesus.
所以他为什么骑驴驹？就是告诉我们要让我们学习。
So why did he ride a donkey, a colt of a donkey?
我们要服侍别人，要从一个谦卑的态度啊。
He wanted to teach us to be humble.
所以我们要服侍教会。
To serve the church.
也要谦卑的。
We need to be humble.
我们就不能够选说，哎呀，我要这个工作才你要安排我要一定要这个工作其他工作不行哦
We can't say that you have to schedule me for only this kind of holy work you can't schedule me for other kinds
你不能够陪我扫厕所
Don't schedule me to clean the bathroom
我的恩赐啊不在扫厕所
My gift is not in cleaning
我的恩赐啊只在这个翻译啊抒情啊领诗啊
My gift is only in hymn leading and interpreting and playing piano
真正的谦卑服侍的话是不自己选工作的
True humility will not choose a different kind of servitude
什么事情都可以做，只要教会安排。
They're willing to do everything as long as the church schedules them to.
那第三个哈
，Third thing.
第一个是感恩，第二个是要谦卑。
The first attitude was thankfulness. The second attitude was humility.
第三个是合作。
The third is unity.
我们看当时这个主耶稣到了玛利亚、拉撒路他们的家。
When the Lord Jesus went to the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
哦，马大很认真在准备饭食啊。
Martha was very diligently making the food.
哇，马大也很会煮菜。
And Martha was really good at cooking.
哦，铿锵铿锵，那个瓢子啊，那个后什么，铲子后那铿锵铿锵，很热闹，一个人在那很忙碌啊。
She cooked like that.
啊，一会要切切切切切，哇，要都是自己一个人。
And she had to cut everything herself.
哇，忙得很呐。
Really, really busy.
哇，汗流满面。嗯。
She was sweating all over her face.
很忙。
Very busy.
啊，忙到后来啊，都。产生怨言抱怨
and she was so busy that she started to complain
这没有一个团队
there's
那只要是有个团队的话
oh because she didn't have a team if she did have a team
有个团队的话大家做起来很轻松啊
if she did have a team that everyone would work very smoothly
那她就不会抱怨啊
she wouldn't complain
哇这个团队里头啊有说有笑的
and because if there's a team then you can talk to each other laugh with each other
好像我们这个煮饭的妈妈们啊，都是两三个人哈。
Just like the mamas, the mothers who cook at church.
很少只有排一个人在煮饭呢。
Usually there's two or three. It's never just one.
一个人很孤单。
Because when it's just one, it's really lonely.
两三个人啊，一起做事啊，好办事。
When there's two or three, then it's a little bit easier to do.
表大家都很愉快。
And everyone is very joyful.
所以我们要学会跟别人一起合作。
We need to learn how to work with others.
啊，不要想说我自己一个人。
And not always think, oh, I want to do it by myself.
自己一个人。
To do everything by myself.
这是不合乎圣经的原则啊。
And this is not a concept from the Bible.
那每一个人都有不同。的优点
，because everyone has their own strengths。
我们教会在服侍神，就把大家的优点呢、啊、放在一起。
When we serve in the church, then we bring all of our gifts together, all of our strengths together.
然后才能够成就啊，神的荣耀。
And then we can have success and also bring out the glory of God.
啊，我们也要顺服啊，要顺服侍，要顺服的服侍。
We also need to learn to submit.
啊，一个人有顺服的心啊，就可以克服啊骄傲。
One who has submission can overcome pride.
我们请看。雅各书新约圣经的雅各
Let's look at Jacob the book of James
雅各书
book of James,
第四章
James chapter 4
第七节
verse 7
雅各书第四章第七节
James chapter 4 verse 7
故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。这边当然没有写说骄傲。
Here it doesn't talk about pride.
但是我们看第六节哈。
But if we look at verse six.
第六节，但他是更多的恩典啊，所以经上说啊。神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人啊！这边就提到骄傲。
Here it does talk about pride.
第七节就是说，所以。
And then verse 7 says, therefore.
Therefore 就是跟上面这一句话有关系的。
So that means this first verse actually has relation.
所以第七节呀、啊，是跟第六节有关联。
So verse 7 has relation to verse 6.
因此，我们可以再念一次第七节，再念一次。
Let's read verse 7 again.
所以你们要顺服神。
Therefore, submit to God.
不要抵挡，抵挡什么？魔鬼把它换成骄傲，那抵挡骄傲。
Resist the devil, but what is the devil? It is pride.
那骄傲就会离开我们逃跑了。
And pride will flee from us.
所以顺服神呢、啊，就能够去除骄傲。
If we submit to God, then we can get rid of pride.
那当然，骄傲的心呢、啊，人人都有了。
We all have proud hearts.
要让人家知道，虽然是说没有说，但是心里面也是想让人家知道。啊，这件事情成就，是因为我的关系啊。
Everyone always wants others to know that this thing happened because of my accomplishments.
要得到一些 credit.
Everyone wants to get some praise or credit.
要让人肯定自己啊。
So that others can, to feel like you are,
to
you're accomplished. You have acknowledgement.
啊，对。啊，但是呢。圣经的原则不是这样子。
But the Bible's concepts are not so.
因为神说啊，神阻挡骄傲的人。
Because the Bible says God resists the proud.
啊，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And gives grace to the humble.
哎，所以我们在服侍神呢，就要顺服啊。顺服的话，自然啊，主神会给我们一个谦卑的心，会骄傲的心啊，就会离开。
Thus, when we submit, then our heart of pride will go away.
我们要顺服神。
We need to submit to God.
啊，顺服教会。
Submit to the church.
啊，顺服人。
Submit to man.
啊，那顺服人的制度。
And submit to the organization.
啊，有人说这个制度是人想出来的啦。
Everyone always says that organization came out from man.
啊，这个不是神旨意啊。
It is not the will of God.
啊，要这做什么做什么什么规矩啊，这些都是人想出来的。
All these rules or regulations came from man.
说人可以不需要遵循啊。
And so we don't need to listen to them.
啊，这是不对的。
But this is wrong.
我们请看彼得前书。
Let's look at First Peter.
彼得前书第二章。
First chapter two.
第二章十三节。
Chapter two, verse 13.
彼得前书第二章十三节。
First Peter chapter two verse 13。
你们为主的缘故，要顺从人啊，顺从人，不是教会，连教会都不是啊，顺从人的一切制度。
Here it says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man. It doesn't even say the church ordinance of man.
哦，一切的制度，这是我们生活态度的问题呀。
Every ordinance of man. So this is actually an issue of our own attitude.
我们有些时候会批评制度。
A lot of times we criticize organization.
但是我们为什么会批评制度呢？
But why do we criticize organization?
因为不满啊，因为有骄傲的心啊。
Because we have a heart of pride.
因为我们啊，比某些人制定的人还厉害呀。
Because we're better than others.
啊，其实我们要服从人的制度。
But we need to submit ourselves to every ordinance of man.
虽然有些时候不是很合理呀、啊，对我们不是很方便，但是呢，也是要顺服啊。
Maybe it doesn't make sense to us. Maybe it's not convenient for us, but we still need to submit.
不是对错的问题呀、啊。
It's not a matter of right or wrong.
这是个人的态度，我们的态度 attitude 的问题呀、
啊。It is a problem of our attitude.
我们现在还年轻，我们现在的学生啊。
So now we're still young.
我们在年轻的时候就要建立这个正确的观念。
When we're young, we need to have this right concept.
有一天我们可能会当负责人呢、啊。
Maybe one day we'll become council members.
我们也要顺服。
We need to be submitted.
总会的制度。
We need to submit to.The organization of the GA.
对，制度是人制定的。
It is true that organization is made by man.
但是呢，圣经已经告诉我们。
But the Bible already tells us.
要顺从人的制度。
That we need to follow the ordinances of man.
我们还要彼此顺服，彼此，我顺服你，你顺服我。
We also need to submit to one another.
因为大家都是肢体，互相彼此啊，要服侍。
Because we are all one body, so we need to serve one another.
那第五个哈， Fifth, 我们敬畏的服侍，敬畏神。
We need to revere God.
我们表面上看起来就是在做事情呢、啊、在教会做啊，比如说在开会也是开会，也是人的事情在开会。
A lot of times it seems like we're just doing work, even when we have meetings, it's just meetings.
因为在开会的时候，我们讲话也是对人讲话。
About man, and so because we talk about man or talk to men.
请问在开会的时候，我们哪一个人哈、啊、想说我现在讲话是对神讲话？
How many people actually think I am talking to God right now during a meeting?
啊，你有这样想过的情绪说。
If you've thought about this before, please raise your hand.
啊，你们开 RE 的会议啊，开什么这个 class 的会议啊，有没有人想过说我们现在讲话，我现在讲话是在 对神讲话。
When we have RE meetings or any other church meetings, do we ever think we're talking to God during the meeting?
也就是说，开会啊，难免会很情绪化。
Sometimes when we hold meetings, everything becomes very emotional.
啊，开会会很大声。
And we'll start talking very loudly.
啊，我曾经历有时候开会啊，有的人情绪化也很这个态度不是很好的。
Some of the people who are very emotional in meetings may not have the right attitude.
啊，有的人也会拍桌子的。
Some of them will hit the table.
啊，但是这些其实是不好的。
But this is not good. This is actually negative.
因为我们要想说，我们上面还有一位主人呢。
We need to remember there is someone above us.
我们要敬畏神。
We need to revere God.
所以我们在地面上是人跟人之间在互动。
Even though on the surface we are actually interacting with man.
那其实我们所作所为哈，那上面的神呢都在看。
But everything we do is being seen by this God above.
啊，所以我们要想到说，我们在做什么事情，在讲什么事情哈，上面还有一位主人在看。
Everything we say, everything we do is seen by this master above.
不只是对人而已。
We're not doing this only to man.
所以我们对先生、对先生、对太太、对父母亲讲话都是要很客气。
So everything we say to our husbands, our wives, our parents, we need to be very careful.
我们是要对神讲话。
Because we are also speaking to God.
不是对妈妈，不是对你的爸爸。
We're not only speaking to our parents.
所以我们讲话的对象啊是人，但是呢，我们的态度哈，我们要想说我们上面还有一位主人。
Even though we're speaking to man, we need to remember we have a master above.
我们有这样子的心态的话，我们人际关系就会很好啊。
When we have this concept, then our interpersonal relationships will be good.
我们讲话就不会很 harsh， 就不会伤到别人。
And when we speak, we will not be so harsh.
也就是说，我们对父母亲，尤其对妈妈，有的人是很不客气的。
Sometimes we're really harsh when we speak to our moms.
假如我们对我们自己父母亲讲话不客气的，请拜托回家赶快改呀。
If we often are very harsh to our parents when we speak, I please ask you to go home and change.
啊，请问大家，妈妈欠我们什么？
I ask everyone, what does your mother owe you?
她有没有欠你啊？
Does she owe you?
没有啊，是你欠妈妈。
Actually, we owe our mothers.
你看，你出生以后。
After we were born.
妈妈要换尿布啊。
A mother has to change your diapers, take care of you.
你住妈妈的家。
You lived in your mother's house.
你们现在已经出社会了，你的房子一个月多少啊？
And now we are out in society, we might have our own houses.
啊，你租金要交600有没有？你每个月要租房子600，情绪说有没有？
Or how much is your rent? Is it maybe $600?
600有没有？七百、
700、
800、
800、
900、
900
啊，那么贵了
？Is that expensive? Really?
都是1000、
1000、
1100、
1100。
你租房子1200有没有
？Anyone rent a house?
那吓死我了
！1200，
那我不敢租房子的。
I'm not going to rent a house if it's that expensive.
1500。
1500。
哎，那你们是住多少？不用租是吧？都是住父母亲的家。
Do none of you rent? Everyone live at their parents' house?
那也不错，感觉是吧？好，那你租的话，不就800呀
？Let's say that your rent is $800.
你看，你到现在还在租啊，还在住你父母亲的家。
But right now, let's say that you're
从小到现在800啊，每个月每一年就10000呢。
If you were to give $800 every month from the time you're born,
你住20年呢，你就欠你的父母亲啊200000。
And if you lived with your parents for 20 years, then you owe them $200,000.
还要吃的换尿布啊这些呢，煮饭给你吃啊。
Then you think about that they cooked for you, they changed your diapers.
所以你欠爸爸妈妈还不完啊，怎么还？告诉你，还不完的。
You have so much that we owe to our parents.
所以你有什么资格讲话对爸爸妈妈很不客气啊？
So how do we have the right to speak harshly to our parents?
啊，有的话，拜托您赶快悔改。
If we do so, then please let's repent.
啊，回家跟妈妈说对不起啊。
Go home and say, "I'm sorry to our parents."
所以我们服侍神就要有个敬畏的心。
When we serve God, we need to have a reverent heart.
然后呢，我们再来谈啊，持久的服侍。我们的服侍要持久了，不是说只服侍一两天而已。
And next, we need to talk about long servitude for a long time. We don't just serve for a short period of time.
有的人说：“哎呀，我好累呀。”
Some people might say, "Oh, I'm so tired."
我不想做了啦。
I don't want to do it anymore.
哎，为什么会觉得很累呢？我们。为什么你会觉得很累啊？
So why do you feel so tired?
有机会是奔到的，你为什么会奔到？你觉得很奔到的，为什么？
So why do we feel like we're so fatigued and tired?
就简直要快要崩溃的。
I feel like we're about to collapse.
我们请看彼得前书。
Let's look at First Peter.
第四章十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
彼得前书第四章十一节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲道啊。若要服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量来服侍，叫神在凡事上因着基督耶稣啊得着荣耀。原来荣耀全的都是属于他的，直到永远。阿门。啊，这么说， 要服侍人的要按着神所赐的力量来服侍。
If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies.
所以就是不要过了神所赐的力量。
So not to do it of surpassing the ability that God supplies.
所以圣灵的果子有个叫做节制的果子。
There is a fruit of the Holy Spirit which is self-control.
啊，有的人在教会啊，哇，他说他做圣工啊，从早到晚上一直在教会。
There are some people who serve in the church and they're there from morning till night.
啊，在教会啊，这个要做一些事情啊，当然是有做事情的。
And of course, when we come to church, we should do some work.
啊，其他啊，做事情真正做的大概是两个小时就做完了。
And maybe some things we do in 2 hours and then we're done.
其他时间呢，打乒乓球。
And then the rest of the time we're playing.
然后到了很晚才回家，啊，功课没做完。
And then afterwards we go home.
公司的事情也还没做完。
We haven't done our homework. We haven't done our things for work.
那当然你会觉得很累啊。
Of course you'll feel tired.
啊，所以我们按照神所赐的力量来做。
So we need to do things according to the ability which God supplies.
那在圣灵里服事
and we need to serve in the Holy Spirit.
啊，在神的话里服事，那我们会觉得很喜乐，越服事啊越甘甜。
If we serve in the Word of God, then the longer we serve, the sweeter it will be.
啊，所以我们要有一个完美的服事。
Let's have a beautiful servant.
啊，好像，我们刚讲到马大服事啊，他刚开始是抱怨的服事。
Just like earlier when we talked about Martha, when she served, she was complaining.
那玛利亚呢？玛利亚她只是坐在耶稣脚前听道理呀。
But Mary just sat in the presence of God and listened to the word.
那大家想说这个是乖乖牌的，很好。
And we might say that this she was a goody goody.
那其实她也不是很好，因为她只是听道理，她不做。
But actually she wasn't that good because she just listened to the word but she didn't do any work.
那大撒路呢
？What about Lazarus？
哎，跑出去看球赛。
He went out to watch a ball game.
他是不过，他不在现场啊。
Because he wasn't even there.
我想跑去哪里玩呢
？We don't know where he was.
好。那第二次主是在探访他们家的时候，哎，三个人都不一样的。
And the second time the Lord Jesus went to go see them, all three of them were different.
这三个人都要改进，每大家都要改进。
All of them had improved.
我们看马大的服事，没有约翰福音十二章没有再记载他抱怨的。
In John chapter 12, it no longer records that Martha complained in her service.
玛利亚呢，她不是只有听道理而已呀、啊。
And Mary did not only listen to the word.
她还拿着一罐很贵的这个香膏啊。那膏足的书了。
She actually brought a vial of spikenard to anoint the feet of Jesus.
她用行动来表示她对主耶稣的爱。
And she used her actions to portray her love towards Jesus.
不只是嘴唇的服侍而已。
She did not only do lip service.
这个行动表现出来。
She took action.
那拉撒路呢
？What about Lazarus？
哎，他还在现场啊。
He was also there.
他为主耶稣做美好的见证。
He bore a beautiful testimony for the Lord.
因为主耶稣曾经叫他让他从死里复活啊。
Because the Lord Jesus resurrected him from the dead.
所以很多人因为拉撒路的复活也来信主啊。
And because of his resurrection, many people came to believe.
所以他也做了美好的见证。
And so he also made a beautiful.
我们看这一家呢，现在有个美很完美的服事。
And so now this whole family had a beautiful servitude.
结果呢
？In the end,
屋子里就满了基督的香气。
And the entire house was filled with the fragrance of God.
所以服侍主啊，服侍人主要是方法对，态度对。
So as long as we serve God with the right attitude and the right manner,
那是很完美的一件事情。
Then it will be a beautiful thing.
啊，所以我们要保住我们的核心价值。
So we need to hold on to these core values.
我们呢、啊，当然现在的社会的潮流怎么样，我们不管了、啊，一定要抓住这个服侍人这个原则。
Let's disregard the trends of the world, but hold on to the idea of serving man.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
我们在默祷休息。
That was a praying silence to conclude.
阿门。
阿门。